Welcome to the PCC Web Daily Devotional Podcast for Tuesday, October the 2nd, 2012, entitled Lift Up the Fallen, written by Paris Arakelian of Arcadia, California, USA, and based on Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 in the New American Standard Bible. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. An elderly friend of mine, who was once a very vital and successful woman, lived her life as a committed Christian, both as a business owner and in her dedication to her beloved church for over 50 years. Her attributes were demonstrated by the way she dearly loved her children, whom she reared in the ways of the Lord. The grass did not grow under her feet, for she was always on the move. She loved entertaining, so being the leader of the social fellowship hour every Sunday was a natural fit. In addition to singing in the choir, she was also a deaconess. She regularly visited members who were confined in their homes by illness or disability. One day, while crossing a very busy street in her neighborhood, she was suddenly struck by an automobile. What followed was a challenging period of time for both her and her children. She eventually came to live with a group of people in a retirement facility, where she became a loved and respected member of the community. Although there are signs of aging and memory loss in my friend, I have been able to bridge the gap between us by sharing our favorite hymns via my iPod. She knows many of the words and corrects me when I sing them incorrectly. The times that I spend with her are very precious. We have grown to love each other very much. Love among brothers and sisters in Christ is described as brotherly love in the New Testament and is the hallmark of a Christian. John chapter 13, verse 35 in the New American Standard Bible reads, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Consider this. Are there those in our sphere of influence who have fallen because of aging, depression, loneliness, the loss of a significant loved one, or the myriad of disappointments that come to us in life whom we can support in a meaningful way? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us, and we ask that the Holy Spirit would guide us to those who can use our support as they face their life circumstances. Give us the grace to assist them with your example of love and caring. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.